we are, I was going to try to start like a series over here for the next couple weeks, going through at least a lot of, if not all of, Hilchos Brachos. Go through all the different brachos we make, mostly on food, and going from there. Now, I decided to go backwards. Why, I'm not exactly sure what possessed me to do it, but for whatever reason, when I started this week, I said, I should talk about the brach of Shachianu. It may be, and I was thinking about it today, why it was that I started backwards, because Shachianu was all the way at the end of all brachos. So there they say, well, it could be because everyone was asking about it for Sfiras Omer, because everyone was talking about maybe you could, maybe you couldn't make Shachianu for Sfiras Omer. So I think that got into me. So I said, all right, I'll talk about Shachianu now. So we'll start backwards. We'll talk about Shachianu this week, and then next week we'll start getting to the more classic Hilchos Brachos of, Hamotzi, Hagaf, and all those different things that we all know and love. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Shachianu. And also, on the back end of it, I'm hoping if we have time to include the Birchos of Ilanos, the bracha that we make on the blossoming trees, which gets real pertinent this time of year. Okay, so the bracha Shachianu is pretty much a very fascinating bracha because, it doesn't come up that often. And when it comes up, everyone's all confused about it. So we'll see if we can to try to discuss it over here. So, all right, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, on page number one, towards the top, so you'll see on the Siv Gimel over there, Simon Reish Chav Hei Siv Gimel Shulchan Aruch. So we will see there's an underline that the Shulchan Aruch begins. And he says, Haroa Pri Chadosh, one sees a fruit, Mischadish Mishana L'shana, that is new from year to year. So Mevarach Shechianu, you make a bracha Shechianu. Now, V'yafil Roeya B'yad Chavero, this is an interesting halacha, that the truth is you don't actually have to eat it. Shechianu has nothing to do with eating the fruit. If you see it in your friend's hand, O'ala Evil, and you see it on a tree, that's good enough. You can go ahead and make the Shechianu. Now, he signs off with, the truth is, the minig has become, as Shulchan Aruch already tells us, the minig is not to eat, not to make the bracha Shachianu until we actually eat the food. However, la halacha, we would say, okay, what is the actual halacha? Before any minhagim got involved, the halacha is you could make the bracha, you can make a Shachianu way before anybody ever even decided to eat the fruit. Just seeing the fruit alone would be enough to require Shachianu. Okay. Now, if we look down towards the bottom, there are a whole lot of underlines there, and they're really they should be in sequential order, but they're not. So, if you look all the way down, there is an interesting thing that we will see on Yud Aleph. You'll see if you go down there in the Mishnah by Yud Aleph, he talks about Achas Chila. Why would it be that we made this minhag that we decided we're only going to make the Shechianu when you actually eat it? He says, "D'mishein libo sameach b'riyasa." Let's say somebody is not happy by just seeing the fruit; that doesn't bring them enough joy. So, what would they do? Rak b'achilas. So they are only more joyous. They are actually happy only when they eat the fruit, even and they don't care about seeing the fruit. So then, the kuliyam and mevarach rak b'achilas. So then, you would only make the bracha on the eating. Now, we assume people have greater joy with eating than they do just by seeing a fruit. So since they're happier just to eat the fruit, therefore we assume that more people out there would say, okay, I'd rather make the bracha when I eat it. That's for sure when I'm happy. Now, once it's true that there are going to be some people who will never make the bracha when they see the fruit because they're not happy about the sight, but they are happy about the taste, about this new fruit, then therefore the minhag has become we're going to try to make it across the board. We don't want to have it sometimes when you say it now, sometimes you say it at a different time. So we ask that the minhag should become that we do it across the board, that we only make the bracha when you're actually eating the fruit as opposed to when you just see the fruit. Now that's not to say somebody can't say the bracha when they're seeing the fruit, it's just to say that the minhag has become that we're only going to do it. If you're going to eat it, you might as well wait until you're actually going to eat the fruit. The truth is, Yerach Shulchan gives a little bit of another reason. Yerach Shulchan says the reason why is because you really can't make a fruit, you can't make a bracha, I'm sorry, you can't make a Shachianu on a fruit or a vegetable, really. Shachianu is not limited just to fruits, some vegetables as well. He would say you can't make a Shachianu on something it's not a complete fruit, meaning if it's still unripe or whatever else, you could make the bracha. So because we're not such experts on what's called ripe, what's not called ripe, when we see it on the tree, so therefore he says the minhag has become only to make the Shachianu when you eat it, in order that you never get into that problem of, well, I'm looking at this apple on the tree, I'm not really sure if it's ripe or not, I can't, I wouldn't know until I taste it. So therefore, he says that's why the minhag has become not to make a Shachianu until you actually eat it. However, everyone agrees that when you're going to eat the fruit, we're going to get ready to eat the fruit, so then we're going to go make a Shachianu. Okay. Now, if you look a little bit above where we were, if you look where the Mishnah says there's a Siv Katan test right in the beginning, there's like a bolded gimel towards the bottom, and then there's a test in the parentheses. So this is an interesting thing. He says, Shehachianu, he says, Ve'eno el rishus. The truth is, the bracha Shehachianu is a rishus. It is an option. If you want to make the bracha Shehachianu, you can. Now, he says, Dilo mevarach lo mi'anish. Let's say I have my star fruit, my papaya, whatever I haven't had in a year. And then I begin to have it. So, and I don't make a shechina for whatever reason. I'm not interested. I'm not in the mood. So he says, I am not punished for that. As opposed to a bracha, we know by regular brachas, by a ha'etz, a hadamah. So we know that one who doesn't make the bracha, they are considered that as if they are stealing, or as if they consider they are using something that is not theirs, and therefore there would be a punishment. There would be some level of being punished for doing such a thing. By Shachianu, while it's true that you should make the bracha, of course you should make a Shachianu, but if for whatever reason you don't, so a person isn't going to be punished for not making that Shachianu. He does finish off, it's been called Makam, royally Zar Shalavata, you should still be careful, there's no reason to do away with the Shachianu, even though fine, let it be a Rishus, but still it would be it's a positive thing to be able to make the bracha. There's a Pesuk Shuvos brings down that it's actually it brings long life to make a Shachianu, all these different things that it can do. Now, if you just glance for a second on page 2, you'll see the Rav Moshe is dealing with a different tshuva about making Shachianu on the birth of a daughter. So there, Rav Moshe says, it is an Ar Chaim Chelik Hey. So there, Rav Moshe says, Umasha Harbe Mekilim. There are many people who are lenient. They ain't a mabarach, and they don't make a Shachianu. So who could have caused our Ramah? But Simon Reshchav Gimel Simon Alf. Sivam, sorry. Af Beleda has bench and Agul Hakom. Mitam, this every Shur Rishus is saying, listen, the whole bracha of Shachianu, all it is a Rishus, it's an option. Belachov, it's an obligation. Avomin Hanachan, however, says Ramosha, it is proper. Levarach Afla has sovereign who Rishus. Even if you think that it is Rishus, it is still the proper thing is to make the bracha. The Kolish again, all the more so. Shaharbe sovereign Shulchov, there are a lot of opinions that think that this entire bracha really is an obligation, no different than a Ha'etz, a Adam, or anything else. So for sure, according to those opinions, you have to make a Shechin. But even if you want to hold that, no, the whole thing is just Rishus, it's an option. If you want to do it, you can do it. Still, he encourages one to do it. Even though it's a Rishus, you shouldn't be lenient it, you shouldn't degrade it, and you should take it very seriously. Devada, because for sure, kivin shereshai levarach, since one has the ability to make a bracha, so then yesh lekol adam levarach, a person should make the bracha once they can. After the gedolei olam, even for the greatest people in the world. Velo lechinam birach Rabbi Yehuda shachianu akra chatzah. The Gemara in Erevin talks about that Rabbi Yehuda would make a shachianu on a new gourd. So Rav Moshe says, why do you go out of his way? Why do you eat a new gourd to make a shachianu? Obviously, it must be that even though it's true, it's an option, you don't have to do it, but it's a positive thing to make the bracha. Even though we know he holds the Shurushus, because can honor all the more so for us, Dali Mina Mitzvahs, who are very poor from mitzvahs, we don't have all these mitzvahs lined up for us, we have our own issues. So all the more so, Sheisha Levarach Lashem Yisbarach, Ulahodoslo Imach Yesh Lan Rishus Levarach. So all the more so, we should make a bracha if we have the ability, if we can, if we can praise God, if we can thank Him. So all the more so, we should make sure that we make this bracha Shechianu. Okay, and that's what Moshe says. And therefore, while it's true, it's an option. You don't have to do it. It's a rishus, so to speak. But Ramosh and Shru, they're both pretty confident that if one could, one should, whenever they can, make the bracha shechianu. All right. Okay. Now the question becomes, fine. So we're supposed to make the bracha shechianu. The question is going to be, now where do we put the bracha? Meaning, are we going to, or even, you know what? I don't even want to go there yet. The bracha came. The bracha comes from a level of being joyous, of being happy with the fact that we now have this new fruit. I have this fruit. Yeah.
Is there any relevance to this question if a person is allergic to shachianu? Meaning to say, if we believe that the bracha is only when you eat it, then obviously a person who's allergic
is never going to
make a shachianu on it. If we say that there's a rishus to say it when you see that the fruit is ripe.
Yeah, my imagine I would be pretty confident that if somebody's allergic to the fruit, so for sure they should make the bracha when they see it, right? Meaning the mechaber himself, I saw Rav Avadya's son brings down. That he's pretty. He wants to say that if, let's say, you see the fruit on a tree on Shabbos, so he says you should make the bracha then on Shabbos when you see it on a tree. You can't pick it. So what are you supposed to do? So he says, fine, it's true. The minhag has become only to make the bracha when you're eating it. But he says if you can't eat it for whatever reason, so for sure you should say it when you see it. So the same thing would be somebody who's allergic to papayas. Who isn't? So he'd say, I'm not going to eat that papaya, but I see the papaya. It looks very ripe. It looks great. So you would make the bracha when you see the fruit, even though you couldn't eat the fruit. But, so this brings up interesting, if you look in a number Yud over there, again, right under that test where we were, back on page 1, you'll see, Biyad Chavera, what's the point of this whole bracha? The Ikra Niskan Al Simcha Salev. The reason for the bracha here is that we're very joyous, we're very happy. There you go, you get this new fruit. Shiv Mesameach Al Smichas Bichadosh. You see that there's this new fruit, you see this is happening, you see this papaya, whatever it is, so you're all excited about it, therefore we make the Shechianu. Now, in reality, there's a lot of people out there who don't get overjoyed just because they eat a new fruit. Let's say the first time you have a papaya all year. So now there aren't that many people who are so excited about it. So there is an interesting machlokas. If you skip ahead to page 3, you'll see it's from the Sefer Vizos HaBracha. There, the Vizos HaBracha writes something very fascinating. He says, Tiknu Chazal Levarach Shachianu Lefnei Achilas Pri Chadash. The Chazal put in, and again, in a level of Roshos, that we are supposed to make the bracha of Shachianu before we have a new fruit. Al Simchas Alev, that we're all happy, but Smichas Pri Chadash, he quotes the Mishavru, that we're happy about it, and therefore we should make it. V'horu mi poskos manenu, these are the current poskim, the ones who probably just passed away within the past 5 years, Rabbi Yashav and others, that Shagam Adam Shalom Marcus Zimcha Mavar, the guy is eating a papaya, he says, I couldn't care less about this papaya. You could have given me an apple, could have given me a pineapple, you could have given me a papaya, I wouldn't have cared. I'm eating because it's in front of me, I don't feel any joy whatsoever. Still, says the Vizos HaBracha, according from the Poskim, that one is supposed to make a bracha, Shem is Sameach, Sameach. Listen, he's happy. Maybe, Shalom Chash, Zimcha Bol, he may not be able to feel that joy that he has, but there really is a level of happiness happening over there, and therefore, because of that, says the Vizos HaBracha, even though you don't feel happy, if you're eating a fruit that requires a Shachianu, so then even though you're not happy about it, you couldn't care less, still one would have to make the bracha. He quotes it, if you look in parentheses, he says, Kachor Echa Migdol Yador, which is always a reference to Rabbi Yashiv, V'chein Kaza Buluach HaTikunu L'Sefer Shir V'Shevach, Shem Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shekol Pri Mavarach Lav Berch Zanen Mavarach Shachianu. You always make a Shachianu no matter what. Now, the reason why he had to go through this whole exercise is Udilo Kiyotu Mitoch Divrei HaShevet Levi. If you look, the Shevet Levi in the Chuvin, Chelik Dalet over there, writes that no, you actually have to feel the joy. If you don't feel the joy, you don't make a Shachianu. So he has to write this whole piece from Rav Yashar, Chaim Kanievsky, that doesn't matter whether you're happy or not, you will still make a Shachianu just because if you're eating the thing that is required somebody to make a Shachianu, you should make it even though you yourself don't actually feel that happy. Okay. Now that we've gotten to this, now we can get to, fine, so when do I actually make this Shachianu? Great, so I'm going to sit there. I'm going to make I have my papaya there. I'm going to make a Hadama, which is another discussion why a papaya is a Hadama, but we won't get to that right now. So I'm going to make my Hadama, my papaya. So now where do I put the Shachianu? If you look, as the Mishnah continues, in Sifkat Yidav, I stop right at a little squiggly line that I put in there. But if you look over there, he keeps going. It's from the top of the page. It's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. About 9 or 10 lines down. He says, "Ve'ayim b'prim megadim." He says, "Look at the prim megadim shekasa delichad chila nachum levarich shachianu kodem v'achar kach yivarich bracha haruila." That you first make the shachianu, and only afterwards do you make your bracha on the papaya. So you make a shachianu, you make your hadama, and then you go ahead and you eat your papaya. He says the truth is you could do it the other way, where you can make your hadama, eat a papaya, and then make a shachianu. The only thing he cares about is he's after the gam zatov. The only thing he doesn't want you to do is to make the bracha, make the hadama or ha'etz, whatever you're making, and then make a shachianu. Because while it's true, it could be doesn't totally ruin the bracha, the connection between the bracha of ha'etz and the fruit, or the hadama and the fruit. But still, he doesn't want you putting them in between. Now, he, with that in mind, he says, if you do it the wrong way, in Berach Shachianu Acher Habrach, let's say you say your Hadam, then you say Shachianu, and then you eat, Shabirach Alachila Kodem Shehizchalitom, Gam Kein Ein Zavzik. He says, well, it's true, we're not going to recommend that you first make the Hadam or the Haetz, and then you make the Shachianu. If you do it, says the Mishavru, it's not that bad, and it wouldn't ruin your bracha, you wouldn't have to make another bracha. Now, so he would rather you not make that interruption between the bracha of Adama and Ha'etz and the eating of the fruit with the Shachianu. But he says, if you do it, it's okay. And we would rather either do the Shachianu before everything, before you actually make the bracha on the fruit, or do it after you've eaten a little bit of the fruit. Now, even from the way he's saying it, he makes it seem that it's better to do it before everything. You say Shachianu, you say Hadama, and then you eat your papaya. Now, there's an Aruch HaShulchan that actually quotes this other sheet. If you look on page four, you'll see the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Halacha Hey on the bottom left over there. He says, "Mitzvah litom mikol piria chadasha." Really, you're supposed to taste from every new fruit. The reason why we're doing this whole thing is we are giving praise, we are thanking Hashem that He has new fruits from year to year, in order that we're able to benefit from them. Any new fruit, you're supposed to make a shachyan. Now, here he goes. The way the custom of the world is that we first make a hadam, and then only afterwards we make a shachianu. I see all sorts of people doing this, and they have a reason. The reason is Mitam tadar v'sheino tadar tadar karim. We have a general rule, a general halachic principle, that when you have two things to do in front of you, whatever is more commonplace, you do first, and whatever is less common, you do second. So I'm standing there in front of my papaya. I'm sitting in front of my papaya. I have to make a hadam on the papaya. I have to make a shechian. They're all there. So it says Yerach Shulchan, it would make sense, it seems to be, that one should first make the hadama, because we more commonly make hadamas, then we make a shechianu. So therefore make the hadama first, because that's more common, and then only afterwards make the shechianu, says Yerach Shulchan. Yeah.
Lighting candles at the end of Pesach, right? The question of whether you make the bracha first or whether you light the candles first, and although technically, theoretically, light the candles first under certain circumstances, but because everybody always makes the bracha first and then lights the candles.
Right, that's that little plug, right? Well, it's the same thing. It's true. Here, right, in general, we have the problem of we don't want to accept early Shabbos. But here, you know, when you're lighting it on the eighth day, whatever it is, there's no, what are you accepting already? So therefore, there's no issue to make the bracha before you light the candles.
You could say
the bracha first, right? So, but because of the laput, because we want to keep everyone as consistent as possible, not to mess anybody up, so we'll still, just like on Shabbos, we'll light the candles and then make the bracha. We'll do the very same thing on Yom Tov. It's that same concept of a laput. Keep everything the same. Tangentially, that's why they bring up when men have to light candles on those few times when they're lighting candles. So this is, you know, like a once in a lifetime experience or however many times in a lifetime experience. So for them, there is no laput. So for them, they would actually make the bracha and only afterwards light candles, because there's no hard and fast rule that we want to keep people consistent with. By women, so you're going to light candles on Yom Tov, you're going to light candles on Shabbos, you're going to light candles here and there. So we say always, even though not always is the rule apply, but always first make the first light and then make the bracha.
Because when we're lighting candles and we make a shechianu, the
shechianu
comes after.
Shechianu goes after. It's on the chag also, so you would have to make it. You have to make it Yom Tov first. So you'd have to light the candles, make it Yom Tov, and then now that it's Yom Tov, now you can make a shechianu on the chag. Okay. I would imagine. So with all this in mind, so we say fantastic. So the Aruch Shulchan has this claim that you should make the hadama first, and then you should say shechianu, because again, it comes up more commonly. Therefore, that should be the bracha. So now he says something very fascinating. He says, however, he doesn't think that's true. He says, well, Nia's died to, right after those parentheses, it says Nira. I still think you should make the shachianu first. V'lo shayachan tam tutter. This a reason that this comes up. The bracha adama comes up more commonly. Therefore, you should go first. It says it doesn't apply. Why? The tam tutter. This whole idea of tutter is eno ela kishachiyu shnei and bayikachas. I have two obligations I have to do right now. They're both in front of me. They both came at the same time. So now I have to pick which one comes first. So then I have to make a decision. So we say, take the one that's more common. That's what you should do first. But here, that's not what's happening here. Avalkan, but over here, going to page 5 for a second. Avalkan, Bircha Shechianu Chal Kodem. The truth is, the obligation of Shechianu actually happened beforehand. The Iker Bircha Shechianu Hi Al Ri'iyah Lo Al Achila. Because in reality, like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, we're supposed to make the Shechianu the moment you see it. So I see that papaya right then. I'm supposed to make the Shechianu. Okay. Minig has become, as he's about to say, Elishan Enog and Levrach B'shas Achila. Fine. The minig has become, wait until you're going to eat it. But there's no such thing. Tutter is, I have two obligations. They both started right now. So now I have to make a decision. Which one's going to go first? Which one's going to go second? So you do the more common one first, then you do the less common one second. We have to deal with this every morning. You have talis and tefillin. Every single morning, they're standing right in front of you. I have an obligation to do both of them right now. So the person says, I'm going to do talis before tefillin, because talis comes more commonly than tefillin. Okay, but they're right here. The obligation, both those obligations started when it first started being light outside. But here, really, shachianu, the second I saw that papaya, I gotta go make a shachianu. Now, there's no reason why I'm not chayv to, I don't have to actually make the bracha of adama until I actually eat it. So he's saying they don't actually come at the very same time, and therefore, because I was obligated first in saying a shachianu, he still thinks you should make shachianu first, and then only afterwards should you make the actual adama. So he says, he just finishes off. Al she'anu nog in the bracha b'shas achil, that's become our minug. Aval birchas hapera, but the bracha of hadama who rach be'es achil, that's only as you're actually eating it. That's one thing, and even more than that. This is the other thing that the Mishnah himself mentioned. The bechol birchas ananin, all birchas ananin, meaning between the hadama and the papaya, tzarich shol yeh hefsek bein bracha la'achila. There shouldn't be any delay between the bracha and the eating. V'lechein yesh lahakdim birchas shachianu v'chein ani noig. Therefore, signs off the Aruch Shulchan. What's proper is to first make a shachianu, then make a hadama, and then only afterwards actually eat the fruit. Just to, if you go to page 6, you'll just see that the Sephardim don't have that minute. The Sephardim do, they make a big, a big delay between each one. On page 6, this is a halacha brura, so this is from Rav Avadya's son. Rav Avadya says the same thing in a tshuva in Chavadas Chelek Gimel Simen Tazvav or Tazayin, around there, but pretty early in Chavadas, Rav Avadya says, this is just really a quote from it, that there, here in halacha brura from Rav Avadya's son, he says, Minig HaSfardim, the Minig of the Sfardim Va'edah Samizrach, and all those people who are into that. So lahakdim birchas hapri lebirchas shachianu. They make wadama slash eights first, and only then they make the shachianu. V'chein min hakamim eidos ashkenazim. There are a lot of ashkenazim who do that, as the Aruch Shulchan already hinted to. And then he says v'yeshma ashkenazim shenagul lahakdim birchas shachianu lebrachas hapri. And that's the way the Sfardim do it. The Sfardim will make sure that they first make the hadama or the eights, and then only afterwards they will make the shachianu. We don't do it that way. We try to minimize any interruption between the shachianu and the bracha. And like the Aruch Shulchan says, if we can, we should make sure that we make the bracha before we ever make the hadama or the ha'etz, and then only afterwards we eat the fruit, we eat the vegetable, and then we go from there. Okay, so far so good. So far these have been our basic rules of shehachyanu. And just if you just look back on page 1 for a second, if you just look all the way on the bottom on page 1 where there's a little yud gimel from the mishnah, there's a little underline. He says, "V'im lo berach b'shas achila rishona, shuv lo yivarach al achila shnia." In general, right, this will be true of a lot of things. But let's say someone's making shachianu on papaya. So they eat their first papaya, and they say, "Oh, I forgot to make a shachianu." So they bring a second papaya. So at that point, they won't be able to make a shachianu on that second eating because you've already enjoyed the papaya. Now, as long as you're still eating that first papaya, you'll be able to make a shachianu because that's still part of the first fruit. However, once you finish that first fruit, you've now gone to a second fruit. So then you would no longer be able to make a shachianu. Your time would be up. You wouldn't be able to make a second shachianu at all. Okay.
Question.
Sure.
When do you make a shachianu on a fruit? You haven't.
Oh, perfect! I'm glad you segued ahead for us. Anyways, you're right there. As we continue, this is the perfect segue that we got. So now, right here, this is exactly where we're up to. So now, if you look, if we read it carefully on page 1 again, so we'll see the way the Shulchan Aruch describes a new fruit is he says, Haroa prichadash. You see a new fruit, mischadesh mishana l'shana, that is new from year to year. Meaning there are all sorts of people out there that have not had a papaya all year, they've not had a pineapple all year. They are people who haven't eaten an apple all year. So they would say, great, maybe I should make a shachianu because I haven't had it all year. Shulchan Aruch is very clear that it has to be something that is new from year to year. Now he defines it even a little bit better as you go ahead to page number seven, you'll see how the Shulchan Aruch describes it. Page number 7, this is another simulator. Shulchan Aruch is something that gets, you know, it throws people off, that in Simon Reish Chav Gimel is where he talks about the Brach of Shachianu, and then only later in Reish Chav Hei he talks about the Brach of Shachianu on fruits. So there, in Sif Vav, so he says, let's say you have a fruit, She'enu mischadesh mishana l'shana. It is not a yearly fruit. It stays there all year. I have not eaten an apple for over a year. Apples are always available anywhere. I mean, they grow in Chicago. There's a wonderful apple tree in the corner of Karlovin Church. There's plenty. You can eat it whenever you want. I just happen not to have eaten an apple for a year. So says the Mechaber, a person like me would not eat a shachianu. I would not say shachianu just because I happened to eat an apple today for the first time in a year, because that fruit was not new. It was there throughout the whole winter. It was around. Nothing new happened to it. They were always there. There are apple trees in Michigan all the time. So now, if you, even though I haven't eaten it, it wouldn't matter. If you look towards the bottom, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, how he says it, so he'll look on the bottom in Tezvav. He says, Rotzalom, Shafilu b'imos acharif. We're talking about a tree or something that even in the winter season, Eino mishtana memeriusa. There's no difference, right? The apple tree is able to stay strong both during the winter and during the summer. So such a thing would not be a problem. Kigon, what's the example? An ester. An ester tree that never dies. It remains on its tree throughout the entire year. It looks green all year. When all of a sudden, when I eat an esrog in February, or I eat an esrog in April or in June, there's no difference in the esrog. And therefore, because it remained on the tree the entire year, therefore one would never have to make a bracha on that. Balamai davar she'ein lo zman kavu l'gidula. Okay, well, that we don't need for. But that if we keep going, v'chein davar she'ein gidula karka, anything that doesn't grow from the ground, going ofos, dug in, let's say you get a bird. You haven't had a turkey all year. All of a sudden, once a year, late November is the one time you have a turkey. Why you have late November? Who knows? But late November is the one time you have a turkey all year. So say, what?
Because it's called hojo, Thanksgiving.
Exactly. So you want to have your one turkey in late November. So you say, oh, okay, maybe I don't have to make a brach over here. So should I make a shachianu? Or if it dug in shem mizam lo, afila ozer shol tam minimal, I never had a turkey in my life. Still, afila haki, ein mevarach leim shachianu. You don't make a shachianu. Why? Dizeh hamin einu chadish batzim. There's nothing new about it. Daf al pi, shehu lo achumem. It's true, you didn't eat from him. Acherim achumem, other people ate from it. So now he's being very clear that if something isn't new, if something just happens to be that I didn't eat it, but it's not new, it didn't grow new here, so then one would not have to make a shachianu on that fruit. Yeah.
Why is this different from, let's say, a new car?
Right? No.
It's
so
a new
might
car
be.
All year. It's my new car, but there have been Toyotas every day, all year long, and you still make a shachianu.
So, because that's a simcha from the car. It could be. It could be. You're right. If somebody would be, there would be such a joy that a person would have by eating a.
People came from the Soviet Union.
No, so maybe it would be.
An orange.
Right, no. Maybe that would be. That may require shachianu. But the classic shachianu on a fruit was not instituted. The way the Shulchan Aruch understands it is that a person isn't that happy about eating a fruit. There is no such person that is that happy about eating fruit. It's true. There could be extreme cases where somebody is so happy from eating a fruit that they would make a bracha. As much as I am happy that I bought a car, so too this person might be happy that he got to eat an orange. And if that would be true, so it's true, he would make a bracha no matter what, even if it was available all the time. However, we're saying that what the Mishmur and Shulchan Aruch are saying is that the classic shachianu that we deal with, it's not about that, oh, look at this, I'm eating a fruit for the first time. It's about that you are celebrating the season, that now this thing has grown and we have a change in season, and we had something, we had nothing, and now we have something. Wow, that must be the seasons have changed. We have had a rebirth, we have had regrowth, we have all had all these different things that we didn't have in February, because in February there was snow all over the ground. Oh, we're celebrating that it's April, and therefore I'm getting an orange for the first time this year, so therefore I'm celebrating that growth.
Does it matter if it came from someplace where the season is?
Okay, so let's keep going. So with this in mind, so now, if we go ahead and we move ahead to page 8 over here, so we'll see a pretty fascinating machlokas. Well, it's not even a machlokas over there. That if you look on page 8, if you look at Gimel, he says, "Umorim miposke zmanenu." So now, our halachic authorities that we have nowadays, they say as follows. Sha'af al peros v'irakos hamatsuyim b'shuk. It doesn't matter if it doesn't grow in my locale. There are no papayas in Chicago. I don't think so. Nobody grows a papaya in Chicago. So maybe all of a sudden, somebody somehow is able to figure it out that in June, July, and August, they're able to grow a papaya. So maybe you say, oh, I can celebrate the fact that there's a papaya. He says, it's not, because I could have any point, I could have walked into Jewel and buy a papaya. Maybe not Jewel, but I can walk into some fruit store and I can buy a papaya. So because nowadays we have technology, we have refrigerators, we have all these different things, we have shipping, we have this, and we have that, and therefore, because they can grow it in Florida, so then even though it's true, it happens to be that this is papaya season now, and it wasn't before, but since I can always get it, so therefore I will never make a bracha on something that I could have gotten in the store at any point, because I can't tell the difference between a papaya that grew in April and a papaya that grew in February. So therefore, he'll say, it'll come out that we'll very rarely actually make a shachianu, because almost all fruits you're able to get all the time. It's very rare that there's actually a fruit which I couldn't get in April and not get. Now, the truth is, if someone lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's not that way. In Eretz Yisrael, there's all sorts of fruit. You can't get, it's a seasonal fruit, cherries. Cherries are a classic thing. You can go all winter and you will not see a cherry anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. All of a sudden, you go in, you know, the spring, the summer, you start walking around the shuk, there's cherries all over the place because it becomes a seasonal fruit that now all of a sudden they're able to grow, they're able to get. That would be a classic shechenu where now I'm celebrating the fact that the season has changed and I'm happy that something grew. In America, you can get cherries. It's true, maybe at a higher price, but I can get cherries anywhere. If you look at the next thing, if you look on Dalet, he says, V'yesha horu, shalvisha peres ha-matsum shloba onsam, even though you can find them, nimkarim biyoker, grapes, avocados, these things, grapes are $4.99 a pound in the middle of February. They're 99 cents in June. So maybe that should be, who's going to buy grapes for $4.99 a pound in the middle of February? But the answer is it doesn't matter. Since I could have done it, maybe I chose not to, because I said, listen, who's charging, who's going to, I'm not paying $4.99. I'll just wait until the summer to eat grapes. But since I could have, it's true I didn't, but I could have, so therefore I don't recognize anything new about the grapes actually, between the grapes I eat in January and the grapes I eat in June or July. And therefore, it's going to be very rare, says all these poskim, that we will actually ever make a bracha shachianu because these things will not celebrate the season. Yes?
Question. What do we consider in a past year? What's the time frame? 12 months, 6 months, before Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah?
So the real truth, well, what do you mean? Meaning?
Like, if I did eat this fruit, like, let's date before, you know, whatever in the last year.
So it'll come out. It won't even matter. Because it'll come out either way. I won't make the bracha because I could get a date whenever I want, even though I personally didn't eat it for months.
Yeah, no. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Yeah. So it would have to be that I can only make the bracha if they weren't available for a period of time. It wouldn't even matter for the year because you can have something. Or if let's say you live in Eretz Yisrael, for example. So in Eretz Yisrael, let's assume for a second that there are two times a year where you can get apples. Let's just imagine the case. You can get apples in June, you can get apples in January. Why? I don't know. But that's just the way it is. So in that case, you would make a shachianu both in June and in January because it's not about just the year. It's just usually fruits have once a year, they have a crop, whatever it's called. So once a year, so I'm celebrating the season. But if it happens where it's twice a year, so that means twice a year, I'm celebrating the season. But this is what we all grow up thinking, that, oh, I make a shachianu after, okay, I didn't eat it for a year, I make a shachianu. But that's not true. You only make a shachianu when it hasn't been available for a long period of time. If it's been available, I just didn't buy it, so then I would never make a shachianu. Yeah. What, meaning the tree, it'll only grow a certain fruit once a year?
A carob tree only has one season, but in Pekin, this one carob tree has fruit all year round.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, just because they just sit there on the tree?
They're on the tree all year. It's just like this one carob tree.
Shemar Echai.
Yeah.
Meaning why? Because meaning once a year it grows, then there's enough growth there for.
Carob trees all around the world only have one season. This one has fruit all year.
All the time. It's always
there.
Yeah, so then you wouldn't make a shachianu on them ever. Because it would always be, they're always available then. If they're there, right, regardless of whether or not it grew today or grew a year ago, if it's all there, if it's always there, then it would always be, you would never make a shachianu on such things.
But if you didn't live there, you live here, where it's not available.
So if you're living here where it's only available once a year, only, you know, February time when people send it in, if that would be the case where it's only available when it's major in season, then you would make a bracha on such a thing. But yeah, that's for sure what happens. And that becomes something that, now I should mention before I continue, again, this doesn't come up so often because it will just mean that most of the time we're not going to make a shachianu. Because on almost 99, probably more than that, percentage of fruits, they're really available all the time, so you'll never make a shachianu. However, on Rosh Hashanah, when everyone wants to make a shachianu, the real truth is that we really paskin that you're supposed to make a brach on the second day of Rosh Hashanah anyways, right? Everyone makes sure, okay, we're going to have our pomegranate on the second day of Rosh Hashanah to be able to make a shachianu. Now, the real truth is, what does that mean? You can get a pomegranate 365 days a year, not even for that much more expensive at all. It's not in season per se. So your shachianu is really basically irrelevant on the pomegranate. Now, but in reality, we really paskin that you're supposed to make a shachianu in general. The reason why we do it, I should say, the reason why we do it on Rosh Hashanah is because we're unsure, so to speak, is it one long holiday, one 48-hour holiday, which would mean you only make one shachianu in the beginning and nothing ever again, or is it two 24-hour holidays, 2 days, and therefore each one would be its own shachianu. Now, we really hold that it's two separate, and therefore you really could make a shachianu even if you don't have any new fruits around. So because of that, we put the pomegranate there really just for fun, that we're more lenient about what we're going to make a shachianu on, but really what we're saying is that we're allowing you to make a shachianu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even though you don't have a new fruit. That's really what's happening. As the Mishmaru himself says, if you look later on, he says, let's say you lived in somewhere where there were no new fruits. There was no such thing. So then what did the guy do? The person lives in... in Rosh Hashanah time, there was not, it just wasn't anything new. What were we supposed to do? So he says, okay, you still, you make a bracha. And just the fact that second day Rosh Hashanah, you would make a bracha anyways, even though you don't have a new fruit. So these halachas are really for 364 days a year, except for Rosh Hashanah, where all those, you would never, almost never make a bracha shachianu, because all that stuff is, all the stuff that we have is almost available all year round. Yeah.
And under that circumstance, the time when you would make shachianu is by Kiddush?
Yes. Yeah, 100%. For sure you would make it a Kiddush. Okay, so that's really where we have a Shachenu, and yeah, so whatever I tell people this, they get all disappointed with me, but that's just the way it is. That there's just no, there, it's very rare that we'll actually make a Shachenu. Okay, now that we have that somewhat settled, but now we could see, I have a little time, I want to get to the Berachos HaYulanos. This is something that happens, we don't get so many opportunities for it, so, and it's happening now, so just to do it. Huh? Oh, so the Gemara says on page 10, you'll look at the Gemara. The Gemara on page 10 says, Haiman the Navi Biyom Nisan. Somebody goes out, they go out to travel, or they go outside in the days of Nisan. The Chazi Ilana the Kamal Malvili. How do you pronounce that word? They see a tree that is flowering. So Omar, you should say the following bracha. Baruch with Shem Hashem. Baruch Shal Chisar Ba'olam Oklum. We praise God that there is nothing lacking in His world. Ubarah Bo Brios Tovos. He makes these nice healthy things. Vilonos Tovos. These beautiful trees. These knows Ben Bnei Adam that we find so beautiful. We find so wonderful. This is the Berachos HaYulanos that we say once a year that we find in the Siddur. And we're supposed to say it, as the Gemara says, when we see this flowering tree. If you look on the next page, on page 11, you'll see the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan gives us the background why we're making this bracha. He says, Hayotzi b'mei Nisan, one sees, one goes out during Nisan, v'roi ilanos, they see a tree, shemotziim perach, that its flower is coming out. Omer brochato Hashem al-kinim al-chom, shaluchisa ba'olam al-chlum. Praiseworthy are you, God, that there's nothing lacking in the world. The bar brio sovos, vilanos tovos, leanes b'am b'nei adam, kolomer. He's explaining the bracha. Shenotzin shavach v'hodal Hashem Yisroch. We are praising, we are thanking Hashem. Shebara b'shvil ha'adam afil tvarim shem ba'achrechios. These are things that we don't need in our life. Even though we don't need flowers in our life, our life would go on perfectly well without beautiful flowers. Still, the fact of the matter is God did that for us, and therefore it is nice of us to thank Him for doing that. L'chai ha'adam, k'mal peri ilanos. We don't make this bracha on beans or seeds and on vegetables. We need vegetables. Fruits we don't really need, and therefore we can do it. We're supposed to do it. We're supposed to do it when the flower has already blossomed. That's what I'm referring to. When the flower has blossomed, that is when we're supposed to make the bracha. Okay, fantastic. Now we'll get to that in a little more detail. If we go ahead to page 12. We'll see now, and the Aruch HaShulchan agrees this, but I just quoted the Mishnah because it's easier. So if you go ahead to page 12, you will see that in the first sif, Mishnah says, Biyomi Nisan. Again, the Shulchan Aruch just says, you're supposed to make this bracha. So says the Mishnah, the truth is, Biyomi Nisan, the days of Nisan, this is Orcha de Milsanaka. This is just the normal time when you are able to, when the trees blossom, are during the month of Nisan. But in reality, She'az Derech Artzos Echam, that's when the warm countries, Lave Lenos, that is when warm countries begin, the flowers begin to blossom. However, the truth is you could do it in Iyar, you could do it in Sivan, you could do whatever you want. As long as you see the blossoming of the trees, you're good to go. The moment you see, I look at a tree, I see it blossoming. So it says the Mishmur, you're allowed to make it on any month. Now, if you look in the next Mishmur in Beis, and this is a very fascinating Mishmur because it's really, there's no Gemara based off it, but he sticks with it and everybody holds it. He says, by Beis, it's Dafka Prach, you have to see the flower, that's not so bad. Ha'om Luchurelon, the leaves don't count. The af b'prach, even when you see the flower, dafka b'ilani meichel, says the Mishmur, you have to see a edible fruit tree. Shemizeh haperach osilis gadol pri. From this flower, a fruit is going to come. Aval ilani sraklo, but first from a sap tree, a tree that does not have any fruit. So he says one should not make a bracha on such a tree, even though the flower is blossoming just as much as any other time. But Mishmur says the only time you make a bracha is when the fruits of the tree are edible fruits. When they are edible fruits, therefore says Mishmur, you're supposed to make it, but you're not making it on the fruit. This is where people get confused. You're not making the bracha when you see the fruit, but by the time you see the fruit, very often the flower has already fallen off. You're making the bracha when you see the flowering, the flower blossoms, and then the fruit is going to grow from there. That's when you're making the bracha before it's actually a blossom. And as he said, you're supposed to make it the first time you see this flowering, the tree actually flowering. That's when you're supposed to make the bracha. That's the moment to be able to do this. I Ray Milinchuk, my good friend, he wrote a book on trees. So if you look on the last page, on page 13, so just in case we were wondering over where it is, how it is that you could see the flower. So he says there, over there, what he would call page 110, he said, the tree begins to grow its leaves, and its first stage of the fruit, a flower bud, is the first thing that comes out, emerges. After a number of days, the buds open, becoming flowers. The bracha is made when one sees the flowers blooming from the bud. So he has his four stages over here on the pictures. And once past stage two, once that bottom stage happens, where it is now, it has opened up, and now you can see the thing coming out from inside. That is the moment where you make the berachos ha'ilanos. You make it on all these different things. Now, you're allowed to make this bracha all the way as long as that flower is still there. Meaning, even if you start seeing the fruit grow, as long as the flower that sort of goes up on top of the fruit is still there, so then you're allowed to make that bracha. The problem becomes, once that flower falls off, then you can't make the bracha anymore, because again, the bracha is on the flowering part, not on the fruit part. And I should mention, on a side, I mean, it's too late to mention it now. Had I done this last week, I would have mentioned it. But I'll mention on a side that there are a lot of opinions that say when the Gemara says during Nisan you're supposed to make the bracha, they mean it really means the month of Nisan. Now, as we saw, Mishru doesn't hold that way. Mishru says Nisan doesn't matter. It could be any time during the spring season, nothing to do with Nisan. Or Chashuch says the same thing. It doesn't have to be Nisan. It could be Iyar. It could be Sivan. It could be whatever he wants. However, there are opinions that say that you should do it specifically in the month of Nisan. Now, oftentimes in Chicago, that's not feasible, that there's going to be flowering trees during the month of Nisan. This year it was. There were by a couple days ago, you could already find perfectly blossoming flowers. So in general, and again, it's too late for this year because it's already in the month of Iyar. But in general, if you can, it's worth it to try to do it during the month of Nisan, because during the month of Nisan, they're all poskim agree you're supposed to do it then. And of course, you could still make it this month, the next month, any other month, you could still make it as long as you see the blossoming tree. I'll just say one last thing. That there is a Kaf HaChaim, which people don't hold up, but again, if someone wants to be a little more strict, it's worth it. Kaf HaChaim says if you look at the bracha is Ilanos Tovos. It's a plural bracha. So you shouldn't really just do it on one tree. You should do it when you have a group of trees together. That should be when you make it. I know I went 2 days ago. I went on Tuesday on the corner of Crane and Monticello. So there's four trees right there that you can make the bracha on all four of them. So you can make it on all four of them. So okay, it happened, you see them all. Once you see them all, you can make the bracha. You see that flower, you see a blossoming, you're able to make the bracha of Ilanos Tovos on all of them together. Yes?
What do you do if you live in South America?
Because it's the other way around. Yeah. So I would imagine that the Mishru would hold, it doesn't matter. Again, those poskim will say, no, specific to Nisan, you might have a problem with. But everyone else will say, it doesn't matter. It's just about when is it normal for it to blossom. If in South America it's normal to blossom in Tishrei, I guess that would be the flip. So then, yeah, that's when you would do it. And because it's just the spring season, for them, the spring season is in Tishrei, you'd be able to do it then. All right, we'll stop over here. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And then next